This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. This episode is brought to you by Shop Marketing Pros, the experts in marketing for top-tier auto repair shops. If you're running a successful shop and want to take it to the next level, Shop Marketing Pros is without a doubt your best options. From website and SEO to social media and digital ads, Shop Marketing Pros help shop owners like you fill your bays, grow your revenue, and build the life you've been working for. If you're ready to take the guesswork out of your marketing, if so, I want you to visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris and get a free digital marketing inspection and start building the shop of your dreams today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Weekly Blitz. I'm your host, Coach Chris Cotton. Today's episode is going to be a little more personal. I did promise you that we were going to start a series today, but with the commencement that we went to over this past week and weekend, there were some things that came up from the speakers that I wanted to talk about. And as I was sitting there watching Piper's graduation and then sitting through mine, it really got my wheels turning a little bit. So I apologize for kind of skipping around and not doing what I said I was going to do, but I still think this episode's, you know, packed with insight for all of the shop owners, managers, and leaders out there. So again, to recap, over the past weekend, I had the opportunity to attend not one, but two commencement ceremonies. Piper graduated from Texas State University. And yes, I also finally crossed the finish line and graduated from University of Oklahoma 30 years later. So I finally closed that loop for myself. A lot of people ask me, Chris, why are you doing this? Is there something else? And again, as I previously stated, it was really just about checking boxes for myself and completing something that I started. We've been really big in telling Piper to finish what she started. And I didn't include it in this, but that brings up something to mind. I heard somebody once say, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And I felt like that was a box that I didn't check. And I felt it was important for me. Don't quite have the diploma yet, but as soon as I do, I'm going to hang it on the wall right here behind me. So it'll be in the background. So it was really an emotional, reflective, and powerful weekend. I saw family. And so today I want to share some thoughts from those moments that I think can directly benefit you as a business owner and leader. So number one, if you notice, they call them commencements. It's not a graduation. So why do they call it a commencement? Most people think of it as a graduation, which means kind of like an ending. But in reality, the word commencement means the beginning. And I didn't understand that till I think it was the president at Texas State who talked about this. The dictionary definition is commencement is a beginning or start. And that's pretty much it. Like that's what that means. It seems counterintuitive to me. A commencement is something that commences, it stops. Maybe I'm just confused about that. Maybe if I'd have went through college back then, I'd have got it right. But anyway, I want you to think about that. This isn't the finish line. It's the starting line. So whether you're 22 like Piper or 52 like me, commencement's about stepping forward into something new. And honestly, isn't that what every Monday morning in your shop should feel like? You're stepping into something new, the clock's reset, and off we go. At Piper's graduation from Texas State, the president talked about their most famous alumnus who was LBJ or Lyndon Baines Johnson. And I think it was like Texas Teachers College at the time when he went through it. And for those of you that keep track or care, LBJ was the 36th president of the United States. So, you know, he was from Texas. He was tough as nails, known for his relentless drive. But one of the things that made him stand out beyond policy was that he surrounded himself with can-do people. You know, LBJ didn't waste time with excuse makers. He wanted folks around him who got things done. You know, if you think about moving into the space race, Johnson played a major behind-the-scenes role in getting support for NASA and making space exploration a national priority. He was working, pulling together scientists, engineers, military strategists, and politicians, and basically said, let's figure it out. And they did. That's what can-do people do. They don't ask if, they ask how. Also, ironically, most of NASA or a lot of NASA has ties, deep money, pockets, whatever, in Texas, which you could go deeper into that and figure out how that played into his personal life and whatever. The reason why I say that is now I want you to think about your shop. Who's on your team? Are they problem solvers or problem finders? You have to build a can-do culture from the top down. It starts with you. Another thing on this topic real quick is I often go through this little thought process when I'm talking to shop owners. Say you're a year into it, 20 years into it, doesn't matter. If you're a shop owner and I ask you, talking about people, and I ask you to sit back and think about your current staff, if you were to buy your shop, knowing everything you know about all those people, who would you not rehire? And if you tell me, oh, I've got like two people that shouldn't be here and I wouldn't rehire them, my question to you is, why in the hell are they still working for you? Those are not people you need in your business, okay? Now kind of, you know, skipping forward to my commencement, you know, I'm sitting there on the floor watching this. I got me being me. I thought they put all of us older people at the front so we could go across the stage. But instead, they decided to keep all the older people, the ADD, ADHD people, till the very end. So a lot of us were looking around like, oh my gosh, is this thing ever going to end? Piper's commencement lasted an hour and 15 minutes. Mine lasted 2 hours and 30 minutes. So it's a long time for us to sit on the floor down there. At graduation from the University of Oklahoma, the message I heard were just as powerful and a few lines stuck with me. The best way to predict the future is to create it. Know your values. Be worthy. And from the president of the university, be a leader, a voice of reason, and be a great citizen. So how do we unpack that? Number one, know your values. This is huge for shop owners. If you don't know what your core values are, what your business stands for, how can you expect your team to follow you? Values drive culture, values drive hiring decisions, customer service, and even how you handle mistakes. You know, to put a pin in this real quick here, in our shop, we recently had a situation where through no fault of our own, which, you know, I know the parts issues, we can talk on and on about that, but for some reason, we've had a huge issue with radiators. No matter who we buy a radiator from, we end up putting two in. Customer comes in, gets a radiator. They get about 50 miles away to where they live. We did some other work to it. A couple days later, they're driving it. It starts overheating, fluids everywhere. And so they have to leave it by the side of the road. Had it towed back in, put another radiator in it. The parts company covered us for that. But while it was sitting on the side of the road, some knucklehead decided to bust a window out and rummage through their van. Now, most people would probably not pay for that window, but the only reason it was by the side of the road is because the part failed and we were the cause of that. And so we had a talk as a management team. David was on vacation. While he's gone, I took care of it. I told the lady, just go get it done. Send me the estimate. I'll pay for it. So we replaced the window. David comes back and he's like, why did we replace the window? And I'm like, you have to follow my logic here. Really, the reason why it was busted out is because our part failed. And I feel like for us to have integrity and add value to our customers, that we should have paid for that. And we paid for it and went on. Customers happy, cost us like $280. But, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes that's the cost of business. I am going to try to go back to the parts manufacturer and be like, hey, this is what happened and I got the bill for it. Can you help me out on it? And I believe they probably will. They've been really, really good so far. So anyway, know your values. What do you stand for? The next one is be worthy. Don't just expect loyalty or trust. You have to earn it every day through honesty, consistency, and doing what you say you're going to do. When you mess up, you own it. And that's what being worthy means to me. Be a leader, a voice of reason, and a great citizen. Leadership isn't about barking orders. It's about calm, thoughtful, informed decisions. We're not really ready to say exactly what we're going to do with our shop, but we're interviewing great people in our community that want to work for a great place. And rather than just tell them, no, I can't hire them, we're going to figure out a way to hire these people and then make it work out, right? So a voice of reason means you bring clarity when everyone else is overwhelmed. And when we talk about being a great citizen, that's about more than voting or paying taxes. It's about contributing to your team, to your community, and to your industry. Again, if we bring it all back to the shop, how does all this apply to you as an auto repair shop owner? First, you have to create your future. Stop reacting to the market. Start shaping it. Want a better team? Train one. Want more customers? Market smarter. Want more profits? Know your numbers. You need to surround yourself with can-do people. Look around your shop. Are you surrounded by folks who take initiative, who look for ways to help, who offer solutions instead of excuses? If not, it's time to hire better, train better, or lead better. You know, third, be a leader and a voice of reason. In chaotic times, your team is looking to you for direction. They want clarity, not chaos. They want you to be calm, not adding to conflict. And finally, be a great citizen. That means helping other shops in your area when they're in a bind, supporting your employees' personal growth, giving back to your community, leading with integrity in everything you do. Yep. Two commencements, 2 days, two beginnings. I'm taking that energy back into my business, my coaching, and my life. I want all of us to recommit to building something worth leading. Let's create the future, one can-do decision at a time. Thanks for listening, guys. I know if this resonated with you, send it to another shop owner who might need a little motivation today. As always, keep pushing, keep growing, and remember, your best shop is still ahead of you, always. I want to give another shout out to our sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros. They're the only marketing company I recommend, and they handle all the marketing for my own shop as well. If you're serious about growth, you need strategies that actually work. Better websites, higher Google rankings, and ads that bring real customers through your doors. I want you to go right now and visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris to partner with a team that understands your business, because every great shop deserves marketing that's just as great. I want to thank you for tuning into the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Coach Chris Cotton signing off. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.